Russian President Vladimir Putin's re-election will extend his rule over the world's largest country for another 6 years. Mr. Putin stood against seven other candidates, winning around three-quarters of the vote. Those figures actually increase his grip on power after he won 63% of the vote in 2012. Mr. Putin says the win is just the beginning of the nation's success.
We are, of course, destined for success. Yes? Thank you very much. Together we will take on massive, large-scale work in the name of Russia. 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 Russia.
About 107 million Russians were eligible to vote, and the Central Election Commission says the turnout was around 60%. Mr. Putin had hoped for more, to give greater legitimacy to his fourth term as Russia faces increasing isolation after the spy poisoning in Britain and new sanctions from the United States. But the election was shrouded in controversy early. Mr. Putin's expected nearest challenger, Alexei Navalny, was barred from the election over legal issues that he says were fabricated by the government. The 41-year-old lawyer asked his supporters to boycott the vote and instead look for the irregularities that had blighted previous polls. In turn, 62,000 people signed up to become election observers. Mr. Navalny's opposition movement and a non-governmental election monitor reported ballot stuffing, repeat voting, and Putin voters being bused to polling stations en masse. But the head of Russia's Central Election Commission, Ella Pamphilova, has dismissed those concerns.
The level of accuracy and credibility is very important for us. That's why we have no intentions or attempts to conceal anything. On the contrary, as you could see during the period when the Electoral Commission works, we were the main initiator of revealing abuse in order to clean up the system from everything that is unacceptable according to the law.
Mr. Putin's nearest challenger was Communist Party candidate Pavel Grudenin, who polled a better than expected 13.2%. But in the aftermath of the vote, Mr. Grudenin says Mr. Navalny was correct about voting irregularities. He has described the election as filthy.
As Pamphilova said, it was the greatest election and the filthiest one in the current post-Soviet era. That's why I have no regrets. I feel sorry for my opponents and people who organised the election, as well as those in power who made such a filthy political show out of this election.
Crowds gathered in Moscow as the polls closed, and a concert marking 4 years since Russia's annexation of Crimea turned into a celebration of Mr. Putin's re-election. He was first elected president in 2000, and this win will extend his time in office to nearly a quarter of a century, although that includes 4 years when he was prime minister. Only Joseph Stalin has ruled for longer. Amat Jindayev, a student, attended the celebrations. He says he voted for Mr. Putin.
It is obvious that this event is very important for our government. Today I came to support the only candidate. This is Vladimir Vladimirovich Putin. I think he is a worthy person and he must continue his policies.
However, not everyone apparently was celebrating by choice. This driver, whose name was only given as Vadim, says he does not want Mr. Putin to rule for another 6 years.
I didn't come here out of my own choice. We were brought here from work. Otherwise, I wouldn't have come here myself. I don't really support the president. I don't want him to rule for another 6 years. Not everything is well in our country if you look into it.
Mr. Putin has promised to use his new term to strengthen Russia's defences against the West and raise living standards. He has also used his re-election to deny Russia was involved in the recent poisoning of former double agent Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia in Britain. Mr. Putin, in his first detailed public comments on the poisoning, says Russia has been falsely accused.
In as far as relations as a whole are concerned, of course we think that any sensible person understands that it is complete fantasy, rubbish, nonsense, that someone in Russia might do something like this on the eve of the presidential elections and the Football World Cup. It is simply unthinkable.
Matt Kinnellan, SBS News.